This is Meg Connors with KBOO Evening News. I'm here with a member of In Solidarity with BLM to discuss their group and movement at large. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. My name is Charlie Wesley. I'm an elder with the Confederated Tribes at Grand Ronde, which is several tribes here in Northwest Oregon. And I have become kind of an instant activist as a result of the Black Lives Matters movement. And that's what sucked me right in.
For 6 months, Charlie has been involved with a group protesting daily in North Portland for racial justice. She offered some advice to people interested in supporting the movement.
Just show up. Just show up. We're there every day from noon to 2 p.m. on the corner at North Rosa Parks in North Denver. So we don't just protest. We have written letters that have been sent off to all our community leaders. We are small, but we are mighty, and we're dedicated and we're committed and we're passionate.
The group that Charlie protests with is mostly comprised of white members, but she says her dedication to leadership in the group has been worth it.
And I feel like a more outspoken woman of color help them to stay on track with the fact that they really need to be allowing the organizations, Black-led organizations or other people of color, to guide them. So it doesn't go off and fall apart because we have white-led efforts, well-meaning, but they never truly reach out to the people of color and ask us, what do we need? What do we want? And we need to be not just invited to the table, but we need to be making those decisions that are in our best interest. So they seem to appreciate that. I get very little pushback from them. They've been very good about listening to me, which is unusual because it's almost like it often feels like when a person of color speaks up and a woman of color speaks up, you're drowned out. You're ignored. You're talked over. You're dismissed. And they're not doing that.
Charlie says that it's important that the racial justice movement doesn't begin and end with protests. There are other ways to push for change, too.
I just hope that there's going to be a lot of activism stemming from this movement. Protesting isn't the only thing we can do. We can organize and we can demand change in other ways. We can put lots of pressure on our community leaders.
Thank you for chatting with me tonight and especially for speaking about your experience.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me and I hope to see you guys on Wednesday.
Wednesday marks 6 months since the police murder of George Floyd, and Charlie and In Solidarity with BLM will be out on North Denver and North Rosa Parks to commemorate and grieve his death. For the KBOO Evening News, I'm Meg Connors.